The grand sage of Bay Area sports writers has been and will be Bruce Jenkins until further notice. And hopefully he never gives notice, because I don't know what it would be like without reading him over the weekend or without talking to him here on 95.7 The Game from the Chronicle. Bruce Jenkins, good enough to join us on a very busy day of sports here in the Bay Area. The Warriors try to close out a series. The Sharks, well, they're done. The A's, they're better than we thought they'd be, and just a game over 500, but that's right there, better than we thought that they would be. And the San Francisco Giants are just having themselves a rough start that was made rougher with Madison Bumgarner's injury. And Bruce, let's see, we've learned a few details here. Apparently he was riding with a couple relatives in the mountains. He said that he wasn't doing anything that bordered on irresponsible or anything like that. He apparently went around and apologized to his teammates one-on-one, which is understandable because he takes an awful lot of hope to the disabled list with him. How are you, Bruce?
Better than Bumgarner, I would say that. Yeah, you know, it's just, it's good that he did that. He's a stand-up guy. He's not going to couch what happened. Although, to me, if you're riding a dirt bike in the mountains, that's automatically irresponsible. At the very least, it's something that's risky. Whether you're an athlete, whoever you are, that's a risky undertaking. And for a very expensive and very valuable athlete to be doing it during the season is a little bit incomprehensible to me.
I think there are some guys that you press on the finer details of the contract, especially if their own actions make them unavailable. But Madison Bumgarner has been the best deal in sports, not named Steph Curry, that I think the Bay Area has ever seen over the last handful of years. And knowing that you want him to be the centerpiece of your future, not just a part of it, I don't know if Bobby Evans should spend too much time having his lawyers dicker over who owes whom what for this injury.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, there was a lot of anger in the front office, I heard, you know, understandably.
Of course.
You know, to try and wrangle some money out of him, that's just so inappropriate. I mean, he's like the story of the franchise, you know. I mean, if you had to pick one guy, one moment, take when he first showed up and worked with Posey in the World Series to the incredible finish in Kansas City, he just represents the Giants and everything they've done. And he's invaluable about what he means to the team in terms of revenue and every reputation and everything else. So, I mean, to dick around with his contract, that's just not going to happen.
Christian Arroyo, a guy we've been waiting to see maybe happen, is going to happen tonight. And just throw him in there, hitting sixth against the Dodgers. What, is he going to face Kershaw tomorrow? Welcome to the bigs, kid, in 2017. I think it's the right move. Those who want to say it's too early, too much, asking for way too much too soon, I think bringing him here to bill him as the savior of this season is asking way too much. But bringing him in here to be a bat in a lineup that desperately needs ones while he's hitting 460 in the minors, like, why the heck not?
Yeah, it's like Willie Mays was hitting 460-something when the Giants brought him up way back in 51. It reaches a point where you have to bring him up. I mean, and, you know, they're certainly not going to lay it on him that you have to turn this around. And if he's got any head on his shoulders, he's not going to think that way. It's up to about 10, 12 veterans to do that. And if he just needs to get in there, take his hacks, and, you know, do what he does, and try not to feel a whole lot of pressure, you know, let the veteran guys absorb it. I think that's going to happen. I'd hate to see him, you know, go 0-for-11 and waving at sliders on the outside corner after tearing up the minors. That'll bring you right back down to earth. But it's pretty interesting. I mean, just a few days ago, I don't think anybody, the beat writers or anyone around the team thought they'd bring him up right away. And but the fact that they're putting him at third base, he's at third base tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you can't have him switching positions also. You know, all it takes is one misplay in left field and everybody is, oh, God, you know, what's he doing out there and all that stuff. He doesn't need that. He needs to have as much comfort zone as he can find. And good luck if he does play against Kershaw in terms of comfort zone.
No kidding. And we'll see what Nunez looks like out in left field. He is already the best left fielder of the season before he stepped there. I mean, that's how bad left field's been for the Giants. What do you think, where's the bigger disappointment? In left field or span?
Well, I think left field, because there doesn't seem to be any end to it. You know, Span is He doesn't really move the needle for fans. I don't think they expect much from him, but he's got a track record. He's hit, you know, for high average, and you know he still does things that remind you of a quality big league player. Whereas in left field, they haven't had anything close to what you'd want in as a National League left fielder. Not close.
No.
You know, so that to me is a bigger disappointment. I don't think it's terribly surprising because they didn't really do anything to shore that up from a veteran standpoint. Now they've got like 19 candidates, and none of them sound that good. I mean, you know, why not Nunez?
You know, whenever I'm asked Bruce, and we're talking with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, who my favorite guests are, and whenever anyone asks me about my show, that's one of the first few. You know, who are the favorite people that you talk to? Well, your name's always on the list, and so is Steve Kerr's name. He is the most inquisitive, cooperative, easy to get a hold of superstar guest we've ever had. Just love him. And I've had bad back issues myself too, Bruce. And the level of sympathy that I have for this guy, I think, goes far beyond any level of concern I even have about the Warriors. Because I've not maybe felt his pain, but a version of his pain. And it is debilitating. What do you think happens now?
Oh, man. Considering that he's seen so many specialists, you know, we're going on 2 years now.
Right.
And you know they're sparing no expense to have him seeing the best people available, and they still don't know exactly, you know, why this is happening. I mean, that's really frightening. You're right. That overrides everything with the Warriors. I mean, anybody who's been around Kerr, he's such a special individual. He's so bright and you know, and frank and honest and funny and a great coach, and he's been great in everything he's ever done in life. He's been through an awful lot just with his family, the death of his father, and now this thing. I mean, you can imagine. You know, there are times in the sidelines just recently where I said to my wife, "We agree. He doesn't look that great. You kind of see him rubbing his head, and you know, meanwhile he's out there trying to coach, and it's just killing him. I mean, nobody realizes it, but I just feel so badly for the guy, and not knowing where it's going to go. The fact that nobody knows where it's going to go. I mean, is he going to retire? I mean, if he did, you know, he'd get nothing but sympathy. It's like, man, take care of yourself. You
absolutely.
Know?
And you know, I agree with you. You know, I'm sitting there watching him. I talk to him. I see him in practice. You know, he's in front of me on my TV and actually physically in front of me. And he just, you know, for a guy who's in great shape, he's gaunt. And I think the reason is because this pain is so savage that you lose your appetite in perpetuity. The lightest I've ever been, Bruce, was probably in like the 3 months leading up to my back surgery because I could hardly eat. I was in so much pain. And I think that's part of it. And then just the wear and tear. I mean, the Portland Trailblazers might get swept, but boys and girls, this is not easy.
Yeah, I'm going through a thing right now, rheumatic disease that had a real grip on me for a couple months where I could barely move, and I was like immobile. It wrecked a Hawaii vacation, and I'm still dealing with it. I'm way better, but I didn't do anything, and I lost 20 pounds just from the stress of pain and not knowing where it's going to go. And and of course, you know, then you move up to Mount Rushmore with Steve Kerr and leave me behind.
Yeah.
Now the Bay Area, this is a story for everybody. You know, Kerr is a story that everybody is paying close attention to and cares like mad about. And he's a real icon around here. He's done so many great things. And if he were to retire, he would have stamped his name in perpetuity in Bay Area lore.
Yeah, it's already, you know? The legend will not maybe go as far as it could, but there's no doubt there's a legend to be told. And how about this? Some breaking news while we've been talking from Warrior PR. Barnes and Livingston remain out, but Kevin Durant will be playing tonight. We just got that from Warriors PR. So a little interesting wrinkle. We're going to have Warrior warm-up coming up at 6 o'clock with Kerry Keating. In the meantime, Bruce, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure.
Yep, I think that leads to a sweep. As Nurkic is out and Durant's in, I think that's going to end tonight, and that'll be good for everybody.
Absolutely. The Warriors could use all the time off that they can get, and certainly for their head coach, he can take as much time off as he needs. Bruce, don't take any time off with us, man. We love you.
No, thanks, Damon. Pleasure always.
Thank you very much. Bruce Jenkins here on 95.7 The Game.